Amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Women Speak Now. I am the host for tonight, the speaker, Prophetess Lisa Harris. Amen. And we should always worship him at his feet. Amen. It's something by enter into worship. Amen. I just do give honor to the Most High God. I do give honor to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, strong and mighty. My God, my Jehovah Jireh, my El Shaddai, my provider. I do give honor to Pastor E for allowing the women to speak on Thursday night. Amen. I just praise God just for opportunity just to be here again. Amen. We realize that it was none of our goodness, none of our grace, our mercy, but we thank God that God is a God of another chance, that he have allowed us to come together tonight. Hallelujah. I go into a short prayer. We go right into the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just come before the throne of grace right now. Just want to say thank you. Father God, we realize that you are present, God, even in a time of trouble. We can run to you, hallelujah, that you are our rescue, you are our shield, our welcome. We thank you for another opportunity on tonight. God, as I come prepared to give a word to your people on tonight, God, open up their ears, their spirit, their heart, that they might be able to receive from the word of God on tonight. And Father God, I give you all praise, all glory, all honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Tonight we're going to have a good topic of subject. It is a learning how to trust God. Amen. You know, it's good that we can say we trust God, but really, do we really trust God for real? Because if you can't trust God, if you don't know him in the fullness, it's a learn how to trust God. And the biggest thing how we can trust God, when we go to ops, we go to trials, we go to things in life, we have bills, and we don't know how we're going to get the bills paid. Come on, somebody, we're not back up against the wall. That's how we have to learn how to trust God, because sometimes God allows things to happen to us to really see, are you going to really put your trust in me? Put your trust in your job, your husband, your wife. But he said, learning how to trust God. Amen. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 say, Proverbs 3 and 5 says, it's to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. If we lean to our own understanding, people, to God, we will not be able to be where we at tonight, because our stuff will say we can't do it. You can't never look at what you don't have, but you have to look at the greater one that's lived inside of us. And how we trust God is, he said, everything's going down but my word. So we have to trust God. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it seems like. It doesn't matter if nobody believes you. You stand on the word of God and give God back his word. Remind him of what he has said. Amen. He said, whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Trust simple means firm belief. And I firmly believe I am reliable on the word of God. And it's the truth or ability of someone or something that the Bible tells us to trust God. God is reliable. God won't let us down. God won't forsake us. God won't leave us. But that's why he said, put your trust in God. We cannot lean to our own understanding, people, for God on tonight. Come on, somebody. Because we'll look at what we got. It's not enough. But it said, little become much. When we learn how to rely on them, and we put it into who? The master hand. We put it into God's hand. So it's a truth and able. What is the difference? Believing and trust. Believe is a defined as accept that something is true, especially without proof.
without proof means I'm going to trust God. I don't have the money right now. I thought I know they gave me a certain time to have the money, but tonight, God, tonight, the morning, the afternoon, God, I'm gonna put my trust in you. God, I don't care. I don't care what nobody say. This is a thing I got to go through. I got to turn my face toward the wall. I got to fast. I got to pray. I got to seek God, but God, I'm gonna trust you. You told me, God, in Proverbs 3:5, you said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. If I trust in the Lord on tonight, God, the Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he will see us through. God is very dependable on, reliable on. Do not rely on people. People will forsake us. People will let us down. People will say, oh, I got your bite. Let me tell you something, people of God, on tonight. When you're going through any major trials or tests, whatever you're going through, major, that's the time when you got to go in and trust God for your own self. Everybody's not going to believe like you believe. They don't supposed to, because if God gave you a word, you can't expect everybody to say, sister, I'm in agreement with you. That's why the Bible says, be careful who we that touch and agree with them. That's why he said, God, you ill gate, because everybody is not trusting in the Lord, really. So when we go through anything in our life, whatever we go through, all we got to say, God, I put my trust in you. I ain't got no other choice. Because right now, God, by the 25th, I don't see how I'm going to get this money. But God, I put my trust in you. God, you said in your word, God, you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed begging bread. God, you say in Psalms 84:11, that you will not hold no good thing to walk right before you. Give God back his word. Bring him back to remembrance what he said. God, you told me to trust you. God, I trust you. God, I believe you. God, I know, God, that you're going to make a way for me. Right now, God, I don't know how, but God, I trust you. I trust you, God. See, talk to God like we're talking to one another. Talk to him in secret. He said he'll open rewards you. But when you're going through a major trial, you got to trust God for yourself. Do not allow people to say, baby, I'm trusting God with you. Unless you really know their fruits, their spirit, that you really know if they really trusting God with you for real. Some things we got to go through by ourselves. Some things God will allow us to go through so we can come out. Come on, somebody. Because sometimes men or women, they want to get the glory. They want to get the credit. They want to say, well, you know what, sister, brother, I was trusting God for you. But you can't trust God for me. God told me to trust him for myself. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Now, ain't no way you got the same heart. Come on, somebody. So we can't have the same heart. Because I know Proverbs 3:5, 6, and 7 says, he told me to trust in the Lord. He said, with my own heart. He told me, don't lean not to my own understanding. Because my own understanding is going to tell me, there is no way I'm going to be able to come out of this. Come on, somebody. But you got to go through in order to come out. The word of God said, much is given, much is required. This has been a time. This is the time in the season that we better trust God. We better go into the kingdom of God. We better begin to seek God. We better begin to pray. We better begin to believe God. Because he said, everything is going down but my word. He said, prophecy shall decease. Do not get caught on a prophecy. Get caught up on the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Get caught on Jesus. Get caught up on God. Get caught up on the Lord. If he your Jehovah Jireh, if he your El Shaddai, if he's your provider, if you say he is my shepherd, get caught up on the one that you know will never leave you nor will forsake you. Come on. He said, I'll be there with you even until the end of the world. But we have to be willing to go through. He said, accept that something is true and special, someone not trust them until they earn your trust. You can't trust everybody, people of God. You have to lie to them to allow them to prove you that you can trust them. It says you cannot trust anybody to the fullness. Come on, somebody. And how you know you can't trust them? Let me tell you how you can like you trust them. If you tell them something, you say, sister, brother, I'm coming to you in confidential. I believe that I'm coming to you because you said you my sister. See, ask them a question. Say, are you the sister keeper? Are you the brother keeper? If they say yes, say, sister, brother, I'm coming to you in confidential. I have something I need to ask you. I need to know, are you willing to go through? Ah, my God. Ah, my gosh. Are you willing to bear me? Ah, double shot. If you're willing to bear what I'm going through, see, you will know right then and there if they get they get a sudden, they get a scratch in their head, you better say quickly, that's okay. Because the Bible said we supposed to be one another, brothers and sisters in the realm of the spirit. So when you go through, if I'm an intercessor, I'm a prayer warrior automatically. When I begin to go into prayer, I'm going to pick up what Pastor E going through, Minister Terry, Minister Carol, come on somebody, we're going to pick it up because we connected in the realm of the spirit. We don't have to ask what's going on. The Holy Ghost, he says he will reveal all things to us in prayer. So you cannot trust everybody. They have to confidence. You have to really know, can I trust you? Come on, somebody. You can't, sometimes you can't even trust your leader because you have to know your leader by going to them to confidence you. If they can do, you go to confidence you and they don't talk about over the pulpit or nobody else, you know I can trust my leader. But you got to really get to know them first, see what our problem is. We trust people too soon. Come on, somebody. We have confidence in them too soon. See, he said, earn the trust. Earn the confidence in them. But we don't. All we just say, well, she said she my sister. He said, remember, yes, they did say that. But did you wait and really see? Did you seek God? Did you fast? Did you pray? Did you wait to God give your answer and say, you can trust Pastor E. You can trust Minister Terry. Come on, somebody. See, that we so quickly to trust people, and then when they heard of, we want to talk about everybody. No. All you got to do is like, guess what? I learned a lesson well. I ain't going to talk about you. I ain't going to stab you in your bite because guess what? I should have prayed. I should have seek God first before I came to you. But God wanted me to learn how to trust God because I didn't have no confidence in my own self. I didn't believe in my own self. And see, we can never be so high-minded, walking to a hearted, a pride spirit, where we can't say, Pastor E, I don't know how to trust God. Could you help me? See, learning is when we in a classroom. We go to class to what? To learn. Come on, somebody. We go to class to learn how to work on computers. We go to class to learn how to be a school teacher. We go to class for everything. That means I don't know it. I don't know it, but I'm going to go to this class. I'm going to listen real hard. I'm going to stay focused. But I'm going to learn how to trust God. How you can really know you trust God? Again, when your back is against the wall, when you ain't got no other choice but to trust God. He said everything is going down but his word. People say, God, ever been a time now that you better really, really, really get into a place of fasting, seeking, trusting God, because it's going to come a time when God's going to call us to go through some things. And he's going to put us through some things to really see to be with the trust God. It's good to tell you trust God with your mouth, but to your heart trust God. To your spirit trust God. Come on, somebody. When you know you ain't got no other choice, I can't turn to my family. I can't turn to nobody. So here I am, up against the wall, and God say, that's good. That's where I want you at. I want to back up against the wall because now I really want to see, are you going to trust me for real? If I told you I'm going to bring you out the trial, the storm, the tribulation, the persecution, lying on, come on, bite. He said, but you got to trust me that if I say I'm going to bring you out, if God say I'm with you, what you going to do? Is you going to trust God or not? God is not a God that lies. Whatever God say he's going to do, baby, God is going to do it. We serve an awesome God. We serve a just God. There is no other God to call on but God. He said, worship me in spirit and truth tonight. People for God, learning how to trust God. All that you're going to learn how to trust God is wisdom. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust God. And all you can really trust God is trust the word. Trust the word. Read the word. Read it. Google. Study it and say, how do I learn how to trust God? I don't know how to trust God. And guess what? He gonna take you to the word and say, how you trust God? Take me at my word. He said, give me by my word. Then he said, when the word go out your mouth, it will not return void. But it shall accomplish and provide it what you send it out to do. So what he's saying, well, you release the word out of your mouth, and it'll come by void, and it'll come by empty. It's going to come back with a complete answer. So, but either way, what you got to speak something. When you speak, you got to have faith. You can't trust God if you don't believe. You can't trust God if you don't have faith. You can't trust God if there's no hope. Trusting God is I believe God. I have faith in God. I know God going to do this for me. I know God going to bring me out without a shadow of doubt. And anything that we need is going to take much prayer, much fasting. God is calling his people into a prayer. Fast more. Seek me more. We want everything from God, but we are not willing to pay the price for it. The anointing, the oil on our life, if we have to pay the price daily, that means we die to ourselves. We die to our thinking. We die. He said, if I can't use a lively body, I need a dead body. That means, God, here I am. I don't know nothing. I need you to pull your spirit in me, God. I need you to fill me up, God. God, here I come before you tonight as an empty vessel. And he said, those that seek him will find him. He said, knock and door shall be open. I'm almost done. I got one more scripture. Amen. Psalms 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. You have to trust God. He said, trust me. I am your strength. Whatever we need, people, for God, it's in the word of God. Whatever we need, you're going to get it through prayer. You're going to get it through fasting. You're going to get it through the word of God. And people, for God, if we ever need anything, we need wisdom. Wisdom is the key thing. Wisdom would tell us, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't say that. Wisdom cries at the gate. And it tells us, don't say that. Don't do that. But do we listen all the time? No, we don't. We all tonight can say we all guilty. God has warned us so many, all of us, not to do certain things. But guess what? We didn't do it. I remember one time God gave me a word to go warn somebody. And I allowed fear to grip me totally till I couldn't do it. And God came back to me again. He reminded me again. And he said, Lisa, when I told you to go warn that person, you did not do it. And I said, what? He said, you heard me, but you did not hearken. So I said, God, what do you mean? I heard you. He said, hearken is you did not listen to me, daughter. I told you to go warn this person, but you allow fear to grip you until you say, I can't do it. But I thank God that we serve a God of another chance. God will come back to us again, and he'll say, I'm coming to you again. Now, are you going to obey me? Are you going to still tell me you can't do it? See, it's so good that we got a God of compassion. We serve a God of long-suffering, a God of gentleness and meekness and temperance and harmony and humility, that he give us another chance to make it right. What if God didn't give me another chance? What if God would have said, Lisa, I told you to warn this person, but you didn't do it? I thank God tonight, people, to God, that he gave me another chance. And I said, God, I promise you. I said, God, I promise this time I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But see, I had to get delivered from my own self. See, we got to stop giving the devil so much credit. And we got to start admitting, and we got to start confessing that I allow fear to grip my own self. Stop saying the devil. Stop saying the spirit. Stop saying the demon. No, I allow my own mind to go into a torment of fear that I couldn't do it. But I thank God that God came back to me again. He said, I'm coming to you again. I'm going to read one more verse. Isaiah 26, and verse 3 and 4. I'm going to be finished. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 26, 3 and verse 4. It says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Verse 4, it says, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is a rock of eternity. He is a rock. See, God can be our own special name. We can call him what we want to call him because he is the rock. We can run to that rock. And the word of God say what? When my heart is overwhelmed, he said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Who is that rock? Nobody but Jesus Christ, God, the Lord, the Savior. Tonight, people say, God, I pray this word has touched your heart. And remember, learning how to trust God. You can all learn how to trust God when God puts you through some stuff. Come on. When he puts some stuff, put you through some stuff, when you ain't got no other choice, but God, I ain't got no choice for the front. And then God is so bad, people say, God, he'll put our back up against the wall. So we ain't got no other choice but to trust God. Because I can't lean to my own understanding. My own understanding don't tell me how you going to trust God when you ain't got this, when you ain't got that. But you got to talk to your own mind. So listen to him. God told me to trust him. I know I heard from God told me if I trust him by the 25th, whatever I need, I'm going to have more than enough. So tonight, people say, God, I pray y'all be encouraged. I pray you will take this word of trust. And then it's affirmed. Firm me, I firm believe what God said. I am reliable on God told me to trust him. I don't care what you think. I don't care what he thinks, she thinks. I don't care what nobody thinks. All I know, I hear one word, and God say, do you trust me? See, if we ever get to a point where we can accept and say, Lord, I trust you. Let me tell people, God, in my closet, sometimes when we go through things in life, you can't share it with nobody. Sometimes God allows us to go through some rough, Mountain, I'm a witness. I went through many tests, many trials. And I remember in 2012 when I lost my job with a great transition. Come on, somebody. God told me, you can't tell them what you're going through. And did I get a little emotion? Yes, I did. Did I get a little fearful? Yes, I did. Did I get scared? Did I trust God to the fullest? No, I didn't. Because all I'm saying is, God, I lost my job. What am I doing? I get unemployment, spend enough money to pay my bill. But I kept hearing God say, Lisa, do you trust me? And I said, God, I trust you. Now, he said, now, if you're trusting me, That means you ain't going to be to tell your children. You ain't going to be to tell nobody what you're going through. This is a thing between you and me, baby. And let me tell you something, the people's going to die. I promise you, I passed that test. I didn't tell nobody. Because I was like, God, now you told me, God, to trust you. God, you told me don't tell nobody. I did it. So I kept giving God back his word. And see, by me giving him back his word, God came through for me. And I'm a witness today. I know what prayer can do. I know what fasting can do. I know how to trust God. Take God in his word. And I believe, I still believe it. Everything is going down but the word of God. I pray this word has blessed you on tonight. It has blessed me. And people of God, I'm still learning how to trust God every day. Every day. We go through battles, we go through tests, we go through trials, and in the midst of us going through, you still got to say, God, I trust you. Just like Job said, don't you slay me, yet shall I wait till my change come. See, Job know that his change going to come. He know at the point of time, he said, God, don't you slay me, yet I'm going to still trust you. Now, that's a hard thing to do. When you're going through everything, you lost everything you got. Come on, somebody. You still say, Lord, I still trust you. That's a man of great faith. And now, so people need to stop saying, I went through a choke experiment. Now, you better make sure you tell the truth. Because Job lost everything. His wife, his children, cows, everything. But he said, God, I trust you. Don't you slay me. Yet shall I wait till my chain comes. Because, see, God gave Job a promise. God promised Job, I'm going to restore everything back to you several times more than you had. So I believe Job had a firm belief. I believe Job stood on the word of God. How many of us tonight can truly say, Prophet Lisa, I'm standing on the promise of God. I'm standing on the word of God. He said, the right is not given to the swift or the strong, but the one that shall endure to the end. We don't want to endure this, people, for God. We really do not want to go through stuff. We say we do, but no, we don't. Because if you don't mind going through some stuff, guess what? You will close your mouth. You won't complain. You won't say nothing. You'll go right on through it in secret and let God bring you out open before everybody. Tonight, I pray the word of God has blessed you all. Thank you, Pastor E, for this time. At this time, I'm going to turn it back into the Pastor E foundation. Bless you, Pastor E.
Good evening, woman of God. You bless me. That's a fact. Amen. I know if you bless
Amen.
Me, we got about five people that want to talk to you tonight. Minister
Amen.
Carolyn
Thank
Hamilton, live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Good evening, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor and Prophetess Lisa. God bless you both. I just came
bless
in
you more.
On the end of it. I just came in on the end of it, but what I came in on it was good stuff for me, just that little tidbit, because I am one of the ones that, and Pastor E, he could tell you, because he's walked this struggle with me for like, what, almost 2 years now, Pastor?
But
you know what? I have been holding on to his shirt with all of this weight I got, and he has just been pulling me through. He's been helping me. I've lost everything, but I can honestly say that because I continually listen to this broadcast, and because I have so much faith in God, that he has pushed. And I can also honestly say that everything that the devil has taken from me, I've been getting it back. And it's like Pastor E told me, don't never say I'm broke. So I know I'm rich in the Lord, and I started today a job, and it went better than I did at first. I was going to get discouraged. And
praise
I was like, no, girl, you better stay behind this wheel and ignore these people and just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Because
stay focused.
I'm just so excited because I want to give stuff back to the people that have been giving me. You know what I'm saying? I want to pay it forward. And it just feels so good. I thank the Lord for you and Pastor in his ministry. So yeah, I have faith and I believe in God, and I know he's going to do exceedingly
and give me more in
abundantly. But I also know there's things that I have to do. Yeah, so
thank you,
woman of God. Thank you.
That part. I'll be seeing you this weekend. Go ahead and give an announcement. What we got going on this weekend?
Okay, two things. Saturday morning, we have our broadcast, Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. So we've been doing human sex trafficking and domestic violence stuff. So we're going to have mothers have mothers join that have had young girls under the age of 17 out on the street. One mother went to the police station. They wouldn't give her help. She thought there was no help. But, Pastor, I did talk to Inoko.
Yes.
So Inoko's going to come on air. She's going to tell the moms what to do. She's going to have the footwork, the organizations everywhere where they could go get help.
Glory.
Solutions. So that's going to be an awesome show. One of the little girls, the mom is trying to get her to speak. So that's going to be awesome, too. Then we have the health fair at St. Andrew's Park.
St. Andrew's Park. 12 to 4.
12 to 4, mental health. And they're also going to be filming us. What we do in the community, how we need help. Awesome weekend. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I stayed the whole week just for this weekend. But
I was so excited about this weekend. I was there last Saturday.
Yeah.
I was at the park last Saturday. I said, wait a minute, let me look at my calendar. Oh, I'm off.
I told Pat, I said, oh, my God, Pastor E went today. She's like, I'm in New York.
No, I saw that, too. But guess what? I was able to pray. I was able to sit there, and God said, no, you're here to prepare the land. And I sat there for about 30 minutes. Even though I needed to be somewhere else, too, I sat there for 30 minutes and prayed over the park. Now, I had a house probably about three blocks away from there, so I know that area very well. I'm excited about Saturday and about that. And the reason why I want you to bring that up, because when we're on this broadcast, the listeners and our covenant partners need to know what we need prayer for and what's going forward.
That's right.
That we're not just going out there butt naked.
Yeah.
I can say that, can't I? Yes, I can. That we ain't just going out there butt naked and we got some covering and we got people that are really intentionally on our side. The prophetess, the pastors, the evangelists, the apostles, the prophetess, the prophets, all can join in on one accord. We need each other, and that's why I wanted to share that this morning. Amen.
And
for anybody out there, I'm gonna give it back to you, Mr. Carolyn and prophetess. But anybody out there that is dealing with any type of violence, any type of human trafficking, for y'all on the south and down south, they ain't changed the verbiage yet. Any prostitution, because that's just what human trafficking is.
Yes.
Get on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. We're going strong. Now we've been taking a break to really get organized. That we're going hard now. We will not stop. I'm saying this in front of you, Minister Carolyn, until the end of this season. Every Saturday we'll be on. But we need you guys, if you know something going on in your region, to reach out to us. We may have an answer. You may have an answer. We may have a solution. You may have a solution. But we need your involvement to really go deep. If we're trying to really reach the lost and unsaved, those are the people out there. And let me tell you, in this human trafficking thing, it is a bunch of intimidation. It is a bunch of use. It's crazy. So we need you guys, but we also want you to know we're here for you too. So get with us on your shows, get with us on your topics and the things that you may want to hear or talk about on the Now Network.
What I wanted to say, Pastor E, was just to let the audience know that this is so real, and we are so into this thing, human sex trafficking, that I personally went out on the track for Mother's Day. I started off giving out purses. Well, I went the night before again. So, yes, we need this line. Minister Carolyn has to use wisdom, because I didn't. And I went out there. I started getting bad vibes, but I kept blessing myself and putting holy oil on. But when I was fitting to take it in, I just felt it was time to go in. And I stopped with this one child that looked like she was 16 years old. And I actually got chased by a pimp. He followed my car. So
I told you, girl, look, they paying about their money. You better watch out.
Yeah. So I didn't.
We
got to
go by two.
I got away. But it's about saving them. Those girls are out there. They don't have condoms. So they were like running to my. So I went back in the daytime the next day on Mother's Day. They were very receptive, and people laugh at this. Like, how could you go out there and give condoms away? I'm like, you never know that one condom could save
That's right.
one of those young girls. And these girls out there are younger than 19 years old.
We are praying over them condoms. We are laying oil on them purses. We are laying oil on them white piece.
In the name of Jesus.
We are praying in the name of Jesus. We are dispersing the Holy Spirit with those things. And yes, you already know they're going to do it. Why not protect them? My God, come on. They're going to stop that. Why are you passing out condoms? Give me some. See, I can't go out there like that. They think I'm trying to pimp. But pass them out. Pass out as many condoms as you have.
Yes.
And keep them and bring them to me. Let me pray over them, and I'm going to let you take them out there.
Okay, praise God. You got that.
Amen.
I'll bring them Saturday because I got two boxes with 1,000 apiece in each of them.
Come Saturday. We're going to pray for them right there at the park. I'll bring my oil. Minister Terry, welcome to.
I gave the girls holy oil in these purses because the first thing they're going to do, I didn't tell them it was blessed oil.
They're going to wipe it. They're going to wipe it on their skin.
Or put it on for lotion. But what they don't know is they're going to be anointing their own body. So I was blessed to be able to get some blessed oil, and I need as much more as I can get.
That's right. So all of our covenant partners, send a bottle to me. I'm going to pray over them, get them anointed, get them ready. We're going to get them in bottles to put out there. Look at how we can be strategic on reaching the lost and unsaved. Go ye therefore and make disciples in all the nations. Yep, that's the bad nations too. God bless you, Minister Carolyn. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening, my beautiful family, I tell you, and all the listeners. I've been listening in to Prophetess Lisa, my beautiful sister. And I have been blessed by the word that the Lord gave you to share with us. So glory be to God. But back to Pastor E, you and Minister Curlin, y'all was talking about those condoms. Yes, praise them, bless them, pray over them. Because, you know, right now the hot topic is the abortion law. So we have to tell them, because like you said, they're going to do it anyway. Amen.
That's right.
Back to you, Prophetess Lisa. I tell you, I was listening to you, but when you were saying too, a lot of us, we study it hard, and we study and go hard on things that we want. So we have to want this relationship with God and be able to trust him and be more intimate with him in prayer and worship. We have to want this relationship, because when people want, they want a degree to do this, to get go higher in the job. If we want to go higher in him, we have to get more into his word, get more into our relationship, be more intimate with him. Because I know me personally, when I have my time of the day where I can't get in his word, because I try and get up in the morning. I go out early so I don't wake somebody up, and I like to praise and worship him, you know. But the thing is, I feel guilty if I haven't got into his word to learn his scriptures, because my relationship is based on his scriptures. So you brought a word tonight.
It better be.
All glory to God. Yes, you know, and I said, yes, you know, you said, I was saying to myself, God, I trust in you. But the thing is, with the trust, The more you die of yourself, the more, like you said, the more trust we have in Him. And we have to die. I know I have to die constantly of myself, that I can just live in the Spirit, die of His flesh. And we all know we are connected by the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys, and I appreciate this word that the Lord has allowed you to share.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Love you, sister. I love you all, family. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else? We got a few more minutes if you want to get into the conversation. And if you just got a shout out to the woman of God for such a great word that's inspired us to go deeper. Dial one. If you just want to, you need prayer, you need to know a little bit more about Jesus, dial one right now. We would be glad to talk with you right now and get you started up. But it's just in my spirit about what we're talking about and how much prayer is needed. And I want to take this opportunity. We got about 12 minutes left on this broadcast. And I want to utilize the power of prayer. And there's a lot of things going on in our communities all across the nation that if we pray on one accord and if we are in agreement, the Bible says if two agree, well, we've already beat that because I see 52 right now on the board and probably another 100 online listening. So we broke the barriers of agreement. We're in agreement right now. It says that if two agree on anything concerning anything on earth, God will move. And that's only by prayer. I want to open the lines up tonight. I want to release it to you, prophetess, to begin in prayer. We want to pray for human trafficking, prostitution, abuse, violence in every area, sickness, disease. We want to really open the portion room up tonight that as we sow in through our effectual fervent prayer, that God will see us pleasing in His sight tonight and in agreement. I'm going to open up every line. If you're on here, you don't have to say a thing, but when I open up your line, just pray in the Spirit and let's go there tonight. Let's allow God to really, really equip us. Yes. Equip us spiritually to go in these areas. Praying for Minister Carolyn and her covering around and about her because she's bold and will go places that some of y'all won't even watch on TV. I'm going to tell you now. She'll go places y'all won't even put on TV. You know, when they come on CNN about the places she go, you turn the channel. We need to pray for her and her covering and know that Figueroa, where the host role is, it ain't nothing nice. I told her, don't go out there at night. Them boys ain't playing about their money. And she still went to save souls. She needs prayer. She needs covering. Those people that are doing the same thing that are on this broadcast, we're talking about you too.
Mm-hmm.
And we want everybody to be in prayer. So we thank you, Father. As we release our own will and needs, that you be glorified and lifted up in our petition right now, in Jesus' name, prophetess.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
God, we pray for the woman of God right now. We apply the blood over her. We cover her now.
Jesus.
We place her heads and shield around her now.
Jesus.
We support the rolling angel. We send for Micah to go in. Hallelujah. We give a chance to make the land. We
cover
her now.
Thank
God,
you,
Lord. And the work of you tonight, hallelujah. Father God, we pray for connection with some ladies that will check with the woman of God on tonight. Bless Pastor E has a heart of compassion, a heart of ease on tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray before you tonight in the name of Jesus.
You are worthy.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Renew a right spirit in us right now.
Yes,
we decree and we declare
your
peace be lifted up.
Yes,
not our will, but your will be done.
Yes.
Not our agenda, but your agenda.
Yes.
Be manifested to each and every one of us as we submit to you today.
Yes.
That
yes,
you
God.
Get the honor, that
yes,
you get
God.
The glory. I know we're doing the work,
yes.
but we're doing it that you may be lifted up.
Yes.
We're doing it that you may be acknowledged.
Yes.
We're doing it that you may be highly exalted.
For the glory of God.
Yes,
the glory of God.
Yes,
take away
yes,
self.
Yes,
take away selfishness.
Thank you for
take away
yes,
agenda. Take
will,
away
Lord.
Plan.
Your will, Lord.
Yes.
Your will,
let
Lord.
Your will be
will.
Evident right now
yes,
in
yes,
each
yes.
and every one of
yes,
our
yes,
lives.
Lord.
Because we
yes,
submit completely
yes,
to you.
Yes, God.
Your
Hallelujah.
Will be done.
Be done.
Your
my
will,
God.
God.
Your
Hallelujah.
Will
yes.
be
yes,
done.
Yes, God.
God.
Yes.
Your
our
will
Hallelujah.
Be done. I claim it. Your
yes.
will be
not
done. I decree
will.
It.
Hallelujah.
Your will be done. I
Hallelujah.
Shout it. Oh, my God. Your
Thank
will
you,
be done here on earth as it is.
Hallelujah.
In heaven.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Continue to use us as mats.
Yes, sir.
Continue to use us as vessels. Continue
yes,
to use
yes.
us as planks to walk
Hallelujah.
Across. As long as the people
yes.
get you, Lord, let you be the cause of everything we do.
Hallelujah.
And we say
yes,
right
sir.
Now, anything we do selfishly, destroy it right now. Anything
yes.
we do in our own agenda,
yes.
take make
yes.
sure it don't work.
Yes, right.
Anything that we
yes,
falsify in our own gift and our own stop
yes,
it right
yes.
now in the
yes.
mighty
in the
name
of Jesus.
Jesus. I'm talking about right
Hallelujah.
Here in this house.
Almighty.
Anything
yeah,
done not for you, take it away right
yes.
now in
yes.
the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That you be shown, that you be glorified,
yes,
that you be lifted up
you
in everything
glory.
We
Hallelujah.
Do in the complete source of our lives.
Yes.
Help
Thank
us
you.
Change us
Hallelujah.
Before we try
yes,
to change somebody
Hallelujah.
Else. Help us to correct us before we try to
yes,
correct
God.
Someone. Help us to rearrange
the
us.
Thank God of our eyes.
Before
yes,
we
sir.
Come on
Hallelujah.
Now, Jesus, speak.
Yes, sir.
Judge not unless you be judged.
Be judged.
Come
Hallelujah.
On. With That's the same
word.
Measure.
Hallelujah.
My God, humble us,
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Take away
Thank
self
you,
right
Lord.
Now, Jesus.
Yes, Hallelujah.
I don't want me no more. I want Jesus.
Yes.
I don't want you no more.
Yes.
I want Jesus.
Yes,
God.
Yes.
All of you.
I don't want riches and gold. I want Jesus. I don't
yes,
want popularity.
Lord.
I want Jesus. I don't
yes.
want multiple appointments and conferences. I
yes.
want Jesus.
On earth. Hallelujah.
I
yes.
take the back seat
Hallelujah.
Right now automatically.
Yes,
so
God.
He can be the first.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
be highly lifted up, Father.
Yes,
be highly lifted up. Be highly lifted up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If anybody else is led to pray, go ahead. Go
and
ahead.
Draw.
Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray.
And when she hears, whoever's led, go right after her.
I pray that the blood of Jesus, I pray the blood of Jesus covers Minister Curlin and anybody
yes.
that's with her that's out there
yes,
on the
Lord.
Streets, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that the young women and the young men that's out there in human trafficking, Father God, I
yes.
pray that their minds are renewed and they are returned
hey.
Back to you. Father God, I pray for the minds that are out there running rampant. Father God, I pray that they turn from the ways and do your will and do not do our ways, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I pray that we seek you more. We seek more of you in our relationship. We have
yes,
a more
yes.
intimate, more of a relationship with you. We pray with you, Father God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, more prayer, Father, in our life. Let you be the head of our life. Let you light up our path, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, we know in this world is darkness. But, Father, we know that the light is in Jesus. And the light is through our relationship, through him and your word, Father God. And I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when we speak, when we read your word, you are speaking to our hearts. just speak into our hearts so you can change our hearts, change the way we think, Father. Like, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we have to be concerned about not getting planks in our eyes, Father, and not be concerned about other people's planks, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, through your word and only through our relationship with Jesus will the change come, Father God. And yes, Lord, I trust you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I trust
God.
You with all my heart, because I have to, Father, continue just to die of this myself, Father. And I pray that all of us on this line, that we learn to die of ourselves. As we learn to go in school to pass tests, Father, that we pass the test and learn to just be obedient. Be obedient in your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that our people, we just don't perish for lack of knowledge. We pick up everything, Father, in this world that you have given us to read. But the only book, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we need to read is your word. And, Father God, I pray and I ask for forgiveness if I have any time that I don't spend in my relationship with you in your word to solidify my relationship with you more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray all of us take time to be more intimate and to get to know you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I petition my prayers to you in Jesus Christ's almighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is so good. He is so worthy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise
take a praise
circumstance.
Break. Everybody, take
Hallelujah.
A praise. The prayer
praise
as we pray. Now let's give him. Now let's give him glory.
Hallelujah.
That is done.
Praise.
No
him.
Doubt.
Praise.
No worry. No fear.
No
question.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Any petition put out there is already done. I dare you to say that sometimes. It's already done.
Yes,
it's already done.
Already.
It's already done.
Already.
It's already done.
Already.
It's already done.
Yes,
it's already
yes.
done.
Yes.
It's already done. Oh, it's finished.
Hallelujah.
It's finished. It's finished.
Praise
it's finished. It's finished.
Already.
It's finished.
Yes.
It's
you,
finished.
Jesus.
Walk into the glory of God
thank
right
you,
now. Hallelujah.
All his glory. Thank you, Lord.
I'm in total agreement.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
I'm in total
praise
agreement.
Yes.
I believe. And look,
that's
I believe
you
with you.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm walking
Ooh,
in it already
Jesus.
With you.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
It say, let the redeemed
Jesus.
Say
Jesus.
So. You better tell so. Somebody I'm redeemed.
Hallelujah. I'm
redeemed.
Yes.
I am
I'm
yes,
redeemed.
Lord.
I, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I praise, praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
I love
Heavenly
you guys,
Father, we
family.
Thank you today. Great word, woman of God. You sparked it up. You see, you had us going.
Oh, bless you. Thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the support for my covenant sister. Bless you. I love you all so much. Thank you.
Amen. Y'all probably can't take
sometimes,
this.
Because of the cares of life.
I know y'all can't take this.
Knocks our spirits into a spiritual coma. But thanks be to God that we serve a God who has the power.
Hallelujah.
To shake us again. Oh, come on, let's let him
Hallelujah.
Do it this morning. Let him wake you up in the anointing.
Again, shake us again. Only you can shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again. Only you can shake us again. Early in the morning, before the break of day, take your loving hands and shake us again. Shake us with your glory, bright as the morning sun. Lord, don't forsake us, but shake us again. Shake us again. Shake us again.
times I feel like Job, broken asunder, shaken to pieces, set up for the mark. But Lord, you know what's best to get us through our tests, and we won't rebel as you shake us again.